rest of the story. There were two young men on their first visit to the big city, St. Louis, Missouri. One, barely past teenage, had lived on a farm all of his life, was completely unprepared for the glorious metropolitan sights and sounds. The two friends wandered downtown late into the evening. One suggested they might see more of the city by streetcar, so they hopped onto a streetcar and rode it to the end of the line. Now, in those days, streetcars spent the night in depots called car barns, and that's just where these two young men eventually found themselves, in a car barn across the Mississippi River in East St. Louis. And it was very late, and there were no more streetcars running, and there was no sign of any other kind of transportation. The young men were lost. The country boy told his companion not to panic. If need be, they could find the direction home by the stars. But a thick fog was rolling in over the city. The night sky was utterly enshrouded. There was one last hope. Perhaps the adventurers could backtrack on the streetcar tracks themselves, which they did. Until the tracks diverged in the street. Now they were lost again. Suddenly, the country boy looked up, peering through the fog, beheld a dim light glowing in a window of a nearby building. Somebody was stirring. And this past midnight time, and the two friends ran to the building, up to the massive door, and knocked, footsteps inside. Slowly, the great door opened. The next thing the country boy saw, staring him square in the face, was the muzzle of a revolver. Surely, the young man thought this was the end. Instead, the stranger's voice said, "Who are you?" The two stammered that they meant no harm. They were simply lost, trying to find their way back across the river. The young man, an off-duty bartender, cautiously lowered his gun. "This was no neighborhood for two boys to be roaming at that hour," he said. "There was a bridge one block away. Beyond that bridge, the last streetcar of the night. And it would leave at 1 a.m. And it would take the boys where they wanted to go." And it did. But their adventure was not over. The two would still have to sneak past a sentry and creep around in the darkness and scale a high wall and slip back into their bunks without being detected. And they succeeded. Soldiers? Well, not exactly soldiers, just two young fellows on their first visit to St. Louis, staying at Jefferson Barracks to take their entrance exams for admission to West Point. Had the boys been caught AWOL, surely they'd not have been permitted to take those examinations. But they were not caught, and they did manage to stay awake through their tests, and they did manage to pass their tests. What happened to one of those boys, nobody knows. Nobody even recalls his name. But the other, you know, I told you about the country boy who wanted to explore the big city. Well, that country boy really had to go to West Point. He just had to go. For your sake. Yet who might have imagined that he almost did not? Because in the salad days of 1911, a suspicious bartender almost gunned down Dwight D. Eisenhower. And now you know the rest of the story.